Before Yaakov Avinu meets Esav in this week's parsha, he first wrestles with a mysterious ish. Vayivoser Yaakov levado vayeovek yeshimo. Who is this ish? Rashi quotes from Chazal that it was the Sar Shel Esav. But the Bali Musar explained that the Sar Shel Esav really represents the Yetzirah that's in every person. The impulse, the inner drive that every person has to veer off the proper derech. At the end of the wrestling match, when the Sar Shel Esav, the Yetzirah, can't defeat Yaakov, Pasuk says that Yaakov asks him a question. Hagidon Oshemecha, tell me, what's your name? And the Sar Shel Esav responds, Lomazet Tishal Lishmi, why do you ask my name? It's a very strange give and take. What was Yaakov Avinu's question, and what's the answer of the Sar Shel Esav? The Sforno explains, Hagidon Oshemecha, Hamora al tsuroscha v'al hapoel hanimshach mimenu. Yaakov Avinu was asking the Sar Shel Esav, tell me, what's your essence? What makes you tick? Kedei she esbonein al makamta l'soton v'osho b'tshuva, so that I can better understand why you came to fight me and how I can do better, how I can change myself. Yaakov Avinu wanted to learn how to fight the Sar Shel Esav, how to battle the Yetzirah within himself. But the Sar Shel Esav responds, I don't have a name. What does this mean? On one level, the Yetzirah was telling Yaakov Avinu that I can't be defined. I can't be defined because my mission depends on you. My goal is always to try to find ways to tempt you, to deceive you, to lead you astray. In some generations, the focus of the Yetzirah could be Avodah Zarah. In other generations, it could be Haskalah. Sometimes the Yetzirah is hedonism, physical pleasure. You can't put your finger on the Yetzirah because he's always changing, and you never know how he's going to present himself the next time. The Yetzirah is always looking to challenge a man, to prey on all of his human frailties, like jealousy and laziness, anger and greed. The Yetzirah is always looking for a way to catch us. But the common denominator, the Tzad Hashav of all of his efforts, is that he wants us to stagnate. He wants to halt our progress. This could be the deeper meaning behind what the Pasuk says, that Vayar ki lo yochalo vayiga b'chaf yirecho. When the Sar Shel Esav sees he can't defeat Yaakov decisively, he wounds him in his leg. Why the leg? Because that's really the focus of the Yetzirah. He knows that the difference between a human being and a malach is that a malach is an omed. A malach is stationary. He can't advance. But a human being is a mahalech. In b'chukosai teilechu, a human being has potential for advancement. He has potential for growth. And the Yetzirah wants to stunt that growth. He wants to impede man's progress. Chazal say, Kol ha-godol mechavero yitzro godol himenu. Whoever is greater than his friend, his Yetzirah is greater as well. Why is that? Because if the Yetzirah sees someone who's progressing, when he sees someone who's steiging, who's growing, he fights even harder to prevent future growth. This is one way to look at the Sar Shel Esav's response to Yaakov Avinu. The Bleib Chasman, the Mashgiach and the Chevron Yeshiva, explained differently. The Sar Shel Esav wasn't simply telling Yaakov that his name keeps on changing depending on the circumstances. What he was really saying is that he doesn't really have a name at all, because he doesn't really exist. The Yetzirah is really just a figment of a person's imagination. If a person were to just take control, he'd realize that there's really nothing there to begin with. We all know what it's like going to a kiddush after davening on Shabbos morning. It's been a long davening. The Rav's drasha was long, perhaps too long. The Bal Musav sang maybe a little bit more than he should have. And we feel hungry. We feel like we haven't eaten in days. And we can't control ourselves. We can't hold back. So we let ourselves go, and we eat to our heart's content. Cakes and cookies and cholent and kugel and fish and herring and pasta. We eat our fill. Maybe more than our fill. But it's only after we're satisfied, after we're finished, and we start to walk home, that's when the pangs of guilt hit us. Did I really need all that cake? Did I really need all those extra calories? But the Yetzirah got us. that poisonous mixture of hunger, temptation, and desire prevented us from seeing straight. And we couldn't control ourselves. That's how the Yetzer Hara works. It's a mind game. Hunger is a real feeling, but it doesn't have to make us overdo it. A person walks out of shul, and someone turns away from him. And he starts thinking, what does this guy have against me? He doesn't like me anymore. What's he saying behind my back? A person paints a whole picture in his mind's eye without really knowing what's going on. Maybe the guy was just thinking about himself. Maybe he wasn't feeling well. Maybe he was tired. People have a tendency of building a whole portrait, a whole picture in their mind that just isn't real. That's the Yetzer Hara. He's the king of mind games. He's a master at creating illusion. He's the ultimate magician. The Yetzer Hara is like the shadows on the wall. For the young child who's trying to go to sleep, the shadows are very real. But just turn on the light and the shadows disappear. That's what the Sar Shel Esav was saying to Yaakov Avinu. I don't have a name because I don't really exist. It's all in your mind. If you don't let me play with your mind, if you just turn on the light, if you turn on the light of Torah, the light of common sense, I don't have any power anymore. And then you can accomplish and you can grow as much as you'd like. Good Shabbos.